This is Birthday Skin. I'm Charlie.
And I'm Amy. And this is the podcast where we try and make the confusing world of skincare as simple as possible.
Every week, we will give you plenty of tips, advice, and product recommendations by doing in-depth research and speaking to the experts to make sure that what we're telling you is the truth.
Because, let's face it, we're not dermatologists. We're just obsessed with skincare. And you know what? I like to think we have a laugh along the way.
Hello, Ames.
Hey, Charles.
How are you doing? I actually was asking you how you're doing, but okay. We could just sit here for 25 minutes and do that.
How you doing? Fun fact, I've actually never watched Friends. So me quoting that, I'm just being a fraud. I just noticed the thing. How you doing?
Oh, my God.
Not a fam.
Help.
To be honest, I've never really given it a chance.
To be fair,
it's one of them things that my ex always used to have on, you know, like, because it's always on, so it's that background noise. Mm-hmm. And obviously, like, you know, when you break up with somebody, you kind of want to distance yourself from things that remind you of him. So I distance myself from Phoebe. Let's see if I can write Phoebe, Monica.
Yeah. Oh,
Chandler.
Come on. Well, you miss one of the girls.
Yeah, I know. I'm coming back to it.
Okay. Yeah.
Joey.
Yeah. Oh my God.
What's Jennifer Aniston called?
Rachel. You missed someone.
Chandler, Joey.
Do you want me to tell you?
Yeah.
Before everyone switches off?
Yeah.
Ross.
Oh yeah, I knew that.
How can you remember Rachel without Ross? Jesus Christ.
Well, I didn't remember Ross, did I? And didn't remember Rachel, so your question is invalid.
Yeah, very true. They were like the best ones anyway. But regardless, how have you been?
Yeah, been all right. What about you?
Good. Yeah, I've not been too bad.
You're saying that with the... you sound quite hesitant there.
You're like reveling in this story. So, you know, we were laughing about like Den listening to the podcast, like Grandad Den.
Little bitch.
And... just,
not Den, I mean you. You're the little bitch, not Den.
Den is not a little... Oh my God, please tell everybody what Den's giving you for the flat warming party.
Oh, right, I will after the story.
Okay, well, the story basically is I've been seeing this guy and...
You little hussy.
He... hey, girl! And I got a text. It was like, just playing that Cellulite episode to my nan. She was asking
what
you do.
The episode where you were just going, fuck this, fuck that, fuck.
Turn it off! I was like, what are you doing? I was like, no! I've never met these people. This is absolutely horrendous. And for a solid, like, 5 minutes, Ames, I felt sick at the thought that somebody who doesn't need to be hearing language... is listening.
And when you actually meet them, you'll be like, oh my God, hello, I'm Charlotte.
And I'm like, hello, I'm Charlotte and I'm from Yorkshire.
I'm from Doncaster and I love tea and scones. I don't swear, I don't know what.
I only drink tea, no sugar, just milk. I'm sweet enough. yeah, horrendous. Funny. I'm absolutely the kind of person to do that as well.
Yeah,
I'd be like, oh, birthday skin, I've never heard of it.
What
sorry.
Birthday skin must be a different
Charlie Perry. I did hear that they swear a lot on that. Every single episode apart from three are explicit on iTunes.
But do you like it though? Because if you like it, I am the Charlotte Perry you're looking for.
Did you review me, Nan?
Did you learn something, Nan?
Yeah, why has Den not left us a review?
I have on his iPad. Oh. I've done it. I literally think it is like Den Wall.
There's actually new people in my life that should be reviewing this. And I went for a night out in London last week and one of my friends who I'd never met was like, oh my God, you're Charlie, the one from Birthday Skin. I was like, yeah. She was like, I love it. I was like, thanks.
Stop the music. Review it, please.
Yeah, so shout out to you, Fran. I know you're listening.
Aww.
Thanks, babes.
Cute.
Very cute of you. Made my night.
I love that.
Yeah.
I'm going to now tell you what Den got us for flat warming.
Oh my God, yes. Good.
So we're having a flat warming on... this next Saturday coming.
You're not all invited.
Sorry, off, that's not big enough.
It's not big enough and the floor's about to peel off, so.
Oh, God. Basically, I went home, told...
People are going to think we live in a swamp, FYI. It's just clicked that it smells like damp and we're inviting all these people around.
Nah, it's fine. It's not our fault.
It still stinks.
Yeah, but I'd rather
people
have...
be like, I'm not going back to their flight. It smells like damp.
Yeah, but then when they come around a second time, they've got a new floor and they'll be like, you're bougie.
Yeah, very true.
But yeah, so I told my grandparents that I was having a little get-together. And I'm like, ooh, party! And I was like, I kind of like that, yeah. My granddad whipped out two bottles of Prosecco.
A party! My granddad whipped out.
Don't you dare ever
Den, I'm sorry if you're
again.
Listening to this. And I'm sorry to the person I'm seeing's grandma if you're also listening to this. May I add also, did I say that it was a joke? He didn't actually play it to her.
No, you never said that.
Yeah, it was a joke. But I felt really bad because I was like, fuck, Amy actually felt like this. And they did actually listen to it.
Yeah, I know. You little bitch.
Yeah, sorry.
But yeah, anyway.
Tendone whipped something out for the party.
Two bottles of Prosecco.
Oh, dream. Take those for straws.
Some napkins. Oh. And was like, they were like, people can use these as plates because they're quite thick and then you don't have to get your plates out.
Very, very true.
And the best thing of all, just a box of Twiglets. And he was like, people can just eat these. You can put them on the table with your little spread. And then he also gave me a tenner to buy food, which I went to Home Bargains and bought like necessities with. Like I needed toothpaste and washing up liquid and stuff. So
what a bae.
I know.
You owe me a five then.
What?
Hey, just kidding.
Why? Oh no, fuck you, it's for me, not you. Fuck you. He's my den den, not yours.
I want a den den.
He's the best. Should we crack on anyway?
Yeah, let's, because how much time have we wasted just there? Way too much.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, approximately 5 minutes. Today's episode is about rosacea.
Yeah, it is. There we are. I was just thinking as well, do you think people actually care about our little introductions?
Well, I said to Fran at the weekend, I was literally in the club talking about...
In the club.
I was in the club with, like, Kanye West played, and I was like, you love birthday skin, thank you. And I was like, we legit sit there every time we do it. And like, why the fuck do people listen to this? We are bad.
Yeah, we are.
And we're not funny. People think we are, but I think they're just being polite.
I think we're quite funny.
Mm. I looked, when I was on the tubes, I kept seeing people listen to podcasts. I was like... Is that birthday
what
skin?
To?
If that's not birthday skin, you're in trouble. And then I was thinking, I was like, you know what? I wanted the logo to be like on the back of my phone.
Yeah, like a little.
Maybe we should get phone
thing.
Cases.
Yeah.
If anybody would be interested
in socket.
Pap sockets or phone cases, or maybe even a tote bag.
I love a tote bag. Yeah.
Then do let us know, please. Maybe we should do a poll.
Charmaine's for merchandise.
Yeah.
Maybe I mean, when we've actually got the budget to do it, we're both very poor right now.
Speak for yourself. I'm rich. Regardless, we're talking about rosacea today.
Yeah, we are.
And to be honest, I don't suffer with rosacea.
Neither do I, but it's one of them where whenever we've posted, you know, like a little poll on Instagram, it's been requested quite a lot, like rosacea or like redness, but we've decided to focus mainly on rosacea.
Yeah.
Redness might be some... Well, to be fair, though...
I suffer with redness, and I have, like, redness... like products to help get rid of my redness, so I'm happy to speak about that. But obviously I know that rosacea is like a much more serious
like disorder.
Yeah,
a lot of people suffer with it because it can quite a big scale.
And it's also like really like people suffer with it from a mental point of view rather than
100%.
It being like just a problem with your skin, like the skin is sore or whatever. So we've had a look into it, haven't we, Ames?
We have.
Where
I've
do
actually
you think we should start?
Well, I've looked at what it is, how it's caused, triggers and stuff, and you've been looking at like prevention, like things to avoid
and stuff.
So maybe we should start with what it actually is.
Yeah, go for it, because I don't actually know that much about it.
So it is a common disorder that mainly affects your face.
Yeah.
So it just causes redness on your nose, chin, cheeks, forehead. They're the most like common areas for it.
Mm-hmm.
Over time, redness can become more intense.
Oh, God.
I know. In some cases as well, blood vessels are visible on the skin.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, sad. In some cases, it can appear on your chest, back, shack, crack. No, I'm joking, sorry.
I thought you were going to go into my neck, my back.
Can I just tell you one really quick funny story about that? So, you know your Spotify Wrapped?
Yeah.
Shout out to our dear friend Mario. He was at work once and he had his headphones on, went out for a fag, and I once put my neck, my back on repeat.
Oh,
so when he put
God.
His headphones on, he'd be like, what the fuck? On Spotify. He didn't put his headphones on for the rest of the day. And my neck, my back was playing for a good solid 8 hours. And I could fucking hear it. And I think everybody else could. And I was like, oh my God, just put your headphones on. It turned out to be his top listened to song on his Spotify Wrapped.
Stop.
And I think he was fuming because like he couldn't share it anywhere.
Yeah,
because it was
he's like the coolest
he
guy.
Is.
Like,
it was like my neck, my back, like Kanye West.
Yeah, like all these people you've never heard of.
Yeah, like... Oh. But no, yeah. Funny story about that.
Funny prank, haha.
Also, another funny story about my neck, my back. Me
this
and my friends.
This isn't a podcast about my neck, my back.
My pussy,
bitch.
My crack.
Den, close your ears. Person I'm seeing. Nan, close your ears.
Basically, I'm going to keep this short and sweet.
Also, I'm going to stop calling this boy Anon. Just because I think I can't be asked to say the boy I'm seeing.
Yeah, Anon. So yeah.
He'll also find that really funny. Hi, Anon.
Sure. I'm going to tell the story really quick because I know you guys actually came here to talk about rosacea.
Yeah, you came here to learn.
But
came here to learn. Sorry.
So me and my friends were in like a bar.
Have you forgot your story?
Shut up. We were in a bar for her birthday and we were all really young and it was like a, what was it, like show bar where like guys dress up as women and like, woo!
You were really young in a bar.
No, and it was. I mean, we were young compared to the other audience. The other audience was like 50, right, like 60
okay.
years old.
Okay.
Cabaret? It was cabaret.
Okay, yeah.
And the guy, the presenter was like, well, have we got any birthdays in here? And we went up like, oh, it's Kat's birthday. Like, can you play My Neck, My Back? Came on and we were obviously there. Like, whoa! And honestly, the looks we were given for knowing all the words to that song.
Oh, my God.
These old ladies were disgusted. Oh. Every time it said, like, pussy, they were like, oh. Like they'd never had sex in their lives.
Like the children, like they were Virgin Mary.
Yeah, like the kids literally just got dropped off at the doorstep. They don't even know what a clitoris is. But yeah.
Den. Oh, God. Every time you say something rude, I just think of his little face in Sainsbury's. Like,
anyway.
Yes. Carry
it
on.
It can also affect the eyes, which is really sad.
Sorry, I wasn't laughing at that. I was laughing at how you just did a seamless seg into that. Carry on.
And it can cause the eyes to feel irritated, bloodshot, and watery, which is really sad because I couldn't think of anything worse.
Like, I hate having, like, a problem with my eyes.
Yeah, I hate it.
Did I tell you that my right eye has just suddenly gone really blurry? Like, you're blurry. And my eyesight was pretty much perfect before.
Oh, you need to get your eyes tested.
I know.
It can also develop into red solid bumps and pus-filled pimples. So it's not just like the rashes that you see. It can actually become a lot more like textured and stuff, which is also very sad. It can also cause...
Does it do that over time then?
Well, like, yeah, because it can develop.
And, yeah.
I don't think it... Mind you, I've never had it, so I don't know. I don't think it appears first off as these big bumps and like these big bulbous, like swollen appearance. I think it just gets worse over time, but I could be wrong. I've just read how it can develop.
Yeah.
It can also cause your nose to take on a bulbous, swollen appearance. And this is called, I'm going to get Google to say this because you guys know how bad I am at pronouncing. This is called
rhinophoma.
Rhinophoma. She's Australian.
Rhinophoma.
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 She could be saying that wrong.
But anyway, that's what Google said. So that is what rosacea is. And it's really sad. I honestly do really, from the bottom of my heart, feel for anybody who suffers with this because it just sounds irritating and painful
and sore.
Just sore.
But, like,
and just
it's
sad,
really upsetting,
like,
that you can't get rid of it. Like, I found when I've been looking at prevention and things to look out for and that kind of thing, like, you can't get rid of it. I'm really sorry to say.
Yeah, one of the most frustrating things as well is you don't know exactly how it's caused.
Yeah.
There's a lot of different theories and stuff as to why you can develop it or, like, why you might have it, but the root cause is unknown.
It's just unknown.
It's really sad, yeah.
It's really upsetting. But I guess it does kind of come down to, like, everything that we do is, like we're trying to, like, get rid of these barriers and making people think, oh my god, my skin is really red, I hate it, I need it to look better or whatever. It's like this whole cellulite thing, like, we should just accept what it is because we can't get rid of it. And also, like, how horrible if somebody's like, oh my god, her skin is so red. Like,
yeah, and they cut, yeah.
I know it feels like I'm literally sat here picking a spot because I'm really self-conscious of it, just in front of you, but, like, it is hard to just see past it.
Yes.
I mean, do you want me to go into the preventions and things now? Or?
Well, you're jumping ahead a bit, bitch, because, you know, I've not finished what I wanted to say.
Oh, okay, girl.
So I was going to look at some causes. I mean, we've already just said that the exact cause is unknown.
It's unknown.
But there's some, I'm going to go into some little theories here.
Mm-hmm.
So, one suggestion states that it can be abnormalities in blood vessels of the face.
Mm.
Also, this is grim. This is what I didn't tell you before. What I'm going to tell you now.
Yeah, because that's what it is, isn't it? It's your blood vessels rather than, like, this top layer of your skin being damaged, isn't it?
Yeah. But it could be a reaction to microscopic mites that are commonly found on your face. Commonly found. And I dug a little bit deeper.
No.
Microscopic mites.
Oh, my God, you're making me itch.
They're called... Oh, maybe I should get Google to say this. Demodex folliculorum.
What the fuck?
I'm going to get Google to say that.
Does that mean I've got mites on my face?
Just wait, listen. I'm going to get Google to say this.
Demodex folliculorum.
So that.
Demodex folliculorum.
So they usually live harmlessly on human skin,
which makes me
feel sick.
I feel sick at the thought of, like, dust.
Yeah, but have you
stuff.
ever seen, like, a close-up of your eyelashes and things can, like, live in your eyelashes and stuff? Yeah, you can get like mites that live in your facial hair. It's disgusting, but it happens. Yeah.
No
anyway,
way.
People with rosacea have particularly large numbers of these microscopic mites, which may play a role in the condition. It's
Anybody
not certain. I know, it's disgusting, isn't it? So we don't know whether the mites are a cause or just an effect of the rosacea, but this is the most disgusting bit, and I'm really sorry. Some researchers suggest that the symptoms may be caused by the skin reacting to the bacteria in the mite's feces. You guys need to know that this may not be the cause if you have rosacea. This is just something I found and thought I'd go into a little bit more detail because it's Violia.
Yeah, and don't start putting pesticide on your face. Also, I know you're not going to, but...
But I feel that, like that's I feel like that, like, yeah.
I want to put pesticide on my face right now just to make sure I'm getting
rid of it. Like bleach, like, that was something I just wanted to bring to your attention because I knew you'd hate it, and I also hated
it. Yeah, that's because I hate bugs so much.
It's literally same, yeah.
You know what? I really hate flies. Like, I fucking hate flies.
I know
I don't
you
know
do.
Why.
Shut the window!
Did I not tell you when I had that massive blue bottle in my bedroom?
No, blue bottle.
Blue bottle. Blue bottle. I opened the window and I went towards it. I was like, please don't fly at my face. And it just dropped out of the window. I just like touched it and it just went. And I was like, oh my God, it's falling to its death.
Bye, bitch.
I was like, God, I'm getting in the habit of killing flies. This is really bad.
It Me and my little brother, well. When we were younger, used to spray his like really well. Not aftershave, like deodorant on like red spiders outside and watch them burn. And that's really sad. We used to just watch them sizzle. And I'm sorry to anybody who that offends.
Vegans.
I know, I'm really
Vegans
sorry.
Vegans turn off now.
I was a young, helpless little child.
Yeah, you still are helpless, babe. Fuck right, me. Are you finished?
Well, no, I'm not actually.
Oh, God.
I'm finished talking about mites. Oh, God. But I just wanted to quickly skim over some triggers.
Yep.
That may make your rosacea worse or may not be helping you at all. And I know you're going to elaborate on this in a minute, but I just wanted to squeeze this in before I shut up.
Oh, thank you.
So different people can have different triggers, but the most common ones reported are like exposure to sunlight, stress, drastically hot or cold weather, strong winds, which I found...
Oh, my God, no. Do you not remember when me and Anon went to... on that walk and it was so windy.
Yes, I remember you sending me a picture.
Oh my God. Yeah, we were just walking up this, like, to be fair, it was quite hard. But we were just walking to, like, just for the sake of it. So, like, yeah, let's just try and climb this massive hill. Turns out it was really difficult, but we got to the top and I was like, my face is burning.
Yeah.
And then, for a week, I was like, my face was red and, like, just dry.
Yeah.
It was so sore. And, like, the worst thing was I had a hat on. And I never wear hats anyway because the skin on my forehead's so sensitive that it's just itchy.
Yeah.
So I tried to avoid wearing them, but obviously I needed to because it was cold. But then I had a scarf as well, and that was like rubbing on my face.
Yeah.
And, oh my God, I was in agony. Mm. Honestly, it was so, so sore. So I cannot imagine. That's from somebody who has just sensitive skin, not rosacea.
Yeah.
I have no idea how you deal with it. So basically, if you've got rosacea and you like skiing, snowboarding, you know, snow sports, I've got some tips for you that you have to make sure that you follow because, oh my God, the thought makes me just want to keel over.
Yeah, sad.
But yeah.
Yeah.
Does that mark the end? No?
Also spicy foods.
Here she goes again. Yes, I have heard this before.
Spicy foods, hot drink, humidity, the menopause, dairy products, certain medicines, certain medical conditions, hot baths, strenuous exercise are some common triggers.
Well, like,
I am
a lot
done
of
now.
These things are like things that cause redness anyway. Like when I get out of the bath, I look like a bloody cherry tomato.
Mm.
But this kind of leads quite nicely into what I was going to say about this anyway. So my first point is like, because basically I'm going to go through kind of what to avoid in terms of ingredients, what I would advise that you do if you suffer with rosacea, and then also a few little products that I know are quite good.
Hit me, girl.
So I'm going to seg nicely into that off the back of you saying things that can trigger it, but it sounds really silly and almost a bit, well, maybe you can relate to it because of what I'm about to say, but I think the key thing with rosacea and trying to prevent it or trying to make it calm down, because obviously we can't get rid of it, is that you find out exactly what it is that's causing it to be so bad. So whether it's because you've left your radiator, you sleep with your radiator on, it's causing a really dry atmosphere in your bedroom, or you sleep with your window open and it's cold, do you know what I mean? Spicy foods, sugary foods, that kind of thing. because it's so easy to be like, oh yeah, alcohol might be making it worse, but actually avoiding it is the hardest thing. Because like I sit there and I'm like, oh my god, I think I'm getting fat, and then I like the next day I'll be snaffling a 3 chicken selects box meal from McDonald's.
I mean, I think like, you're under-exaggerating
Oh my god.
So you'll snag a Mackey's, cheese bites, apple pie, 6 bags of Quavers. I witnessed you eat last week. 6. And let me tell you, birthday skin followers, she's got a great figure, and I'm a big fat fucking lump. And I don't even, limit myself to 1 bag of crisps a day, if that.
You eat
6 in a row. You piss me off.
I haven't actually recently, because I was like, oh my God, I took a little selfie to send to a nun, and it was just like a silly little, hi, hope you're having a nice evening. And I was like, whoa, my face doesn't fit on the screen. I was like, wow, my cheeks got fat. But then today I also did just eat sushi and shit food. But regardless, just try and like figure out what's making your skin bad. Mm-hmm. Another thing is that sunlight and sun damage is really bad. Because you're obviously not only just damaging your skin, but you're causing stress to the blood vessels, which is obviously causing the redness. So wear SPF every day. I haven't moaned about this for a long time, but SPF every single day. Like, don't use sunbeds, for God's sake. Just like, I'm going to leave it there. Just minimum SPF 30 on your face every single day.
Don't even get started, guys.
And also, on that note, if you suffer with rosacea, I know a lot of people are like, oh, I've got SPF 20 in my tinted moisturiser that I wear every day. That's fine, but not all SPFs are created equally. Yeah. So remember, you are mixing, or your product has enough makeup in it to cause coverage, but also they can just throw the SPF in there. So it's better to use an SPF. And then if you have SPF in your products that you put on after that, then that's fine. But I would always say use a facial SPF underneath. So I absolutely love the La Roche-Posay one, which is the XL Anthelios. I think it's like £12. And also, they have a very similar SPF to that one that's really good for sensitive eyes. Because I know a lot of people that use SPF sometimes are like, oh, it hurts my
eyes.
I've
got really sensitive eyes.
Yeah, so they've got one that's specifically made for SPF 50 for people
really
with sensitive eyes. Yeah.
Good to know.
And that's
pinker?
The same price. Yeah, so you could do with that.
It wasn't actual pinker.
It was just a sad eye, wasn't it?
I was just really sensitive.
Yeah.
Carry on, sorry.
So I would say that, like, most people, I would say, are going to be fine just relying on the SPF in the product. I personally don't think that that's good enough. But if you've got rosacea, make sure you are wearing SPF under any products, and always make sure that you're kind of moisturising as soon as you've washed your face, to really like pack in some moisture if you tend to struggle with the dry side of rosacea as well as the red side, and then use the SPF. And actually, you know what, that La Roche-Posay Anthelios XL, I actually use that as a primer even when I'm going on a night out, when I don't need to wear it, because it makes my skin feel so nice and smooth. So I would highly recommend that people invest in that.
Can I say I bought that for my sister for Christmas, because she never wears SPF.
Yeah.
And I found it to be a lot cheaper and look fantastic.
Oh, amazing.
Than in any other
more.
Store, yeah. I think it was on offer or something, but I know Look Fantastic have got quite a few like discount codes and stuff.
Oh, amazing. Thanks,
Brim. Yeah, girl, you're welcome.
The next thing I would say is stress is quite bad for it, but we know, if you've not listened to our episode with Disciple for the CBD episode, stress is really bad, because basically what you're like suffering with rosacea is inflammation of the blood vessels and of your skin. So inflammation is something that's made so much worse when you have high levels of cortisone in your body.
Mm.
Is it cortisone or cortisol?
Cortisone. Don't know.
Let me check.
You're the scientific one, not me.
Yeah, cortisone. Let me just quickly make a note of that time.
Wait, I'm going to just soap before go.
So we know that inflammation in your body is made so much worse when there's like high levels of cortisone, which is a stress hormone that's released, obviously, when you're feeling really like, ah. So I would highly recommend, if you're feeling really stressed, one, find things for you to do that like calm you down, even if it's like reading for 20 minutes when you wake up or before you go to bed. Again, things that you would think like, oh yeah, of course, like I'm suffering with stress, I should do these things, but you actually never do. So it's kind of the thing that I was saying about like me going, oh, I feel like I'm putting weight on but still going to McDonald's for dinner. It's that kind of thing. So just like make a pledge to yourself that you're going to find time for yourself just to de-stress and unwind and things. And sadly, just don't do that in a really hot bath or a cold bath, because that might make it worse.
Or with your window open, or with your radiator on.
Exactly.
Or in a hot curry.
Exactly. But I would also recommend, off the back of saying the thing about Disciple, their CBD oil is really good to apply topically and to have in just swallow or put it in your coffee. So I would say don't apply it topically, just put it in your coffee or your tea or like whatever you drink. And that'd be a really good way of kind of getting in and de-stressing from the inside. If you want to know more about how that works, listen to the Disciple episode,
it's a really
with Charlotte
good
Ferguson. She's great. And lastly, I think a lot of people will think, oh my God, I've got like redness, blah, blah, blah. Like my skin is sore, so I'm going to go for an all natural product, like 100% natural, blah, blah, blah. I want to stress that 100% natural does not mean that it's necessarily soothing. Like lavender can be really good to calm you down and make you feel chill, but you like it can be quite harmful in the face. So I'm going to go through later things that you need to avoid, but like fragrances is one of them, and essential oils, because it can really dry your skin out. And we did the essential oils episode and we were both quite shook at how bad it can be for irritated skin. So just because something is saying it's 100% natural doesn't mean it works. And I actually bought quite a funny book. It's the Adam Kay one, the junior doctor guy. It's called This Is Going to Hurt.
I've been reading that.
Oh my God, it's so good, isn't it? But in it, he says like there was somebody suffering with really bad acne and then they'd had a massive flare-up and an allergic reaction and they were in hospital, and he was just like, she was like, they were like, oh, what have you been using? She was like, oh, this all natural blah blah blah, like a herbal remedy for something. And they were like, do you realize just because like natural sounds good, it doesn't mean it's any good, because like you could touch a mushroom in like a woods and it would kill you, do you know what I mean? Like frogs are natural, but sometimes they're poisonous, you know.
I love that book.
Yeah, oh, it's so funny. I love it so much. Really fucking graphic, though. I nearly threw up it about the penis and the lamppost.
I don't think I've got that far.
It's like early on.
It. Is it?
Yeah.
I keep...
He degloved his penis.
Oh, my God, yeah.
That's what
I've been reading
say.
It on and off for a very long time.
Oh, my God, I'm nearly... Like, I'm halfway through it and I bought it on... I've had it for a day.
Yeah.
So yeah, basically, just because it says it's vegan or safe and natural, blah, 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 it doesn't actually mean that. Obviously, you need to be careful of certain chemicals, of which I will go through now. Mm-hmm. But yeah, doesn't necessarily mean that it's good for you. Other natural products include peppermint. You should avoid that, like menthol and things like that. Eucalyptus oil can be quite irritating. Clove oil, which is supposed to be really good for some things, is really bad for... rosacea. And then there's sodium lauryl sulfate, can be really bad as well, but that's commonly found in shampoo and things. It's the chemical that make things go bubbly. So I get my hair dyed at the hairdressers, and my hairdresser Imogen was like, I suffer with a really dry scalp anyway, and it can sometimes get quite sore, and she was like, you need to look out for shampoos and things that have sodium lauryl sulfate or sodium laureth sulfate and things like that in them, because it is literally the chemical that makes something bubbly and foam up. So it'll be in bubble baths and stuff like that. But when your skin is already irritated, it could be really bad. And it's really bad for your hair dye. It can strip your hair really quick.
Oh, sure.
So I would highly recommend trying to find shampoo without that if you've got itchy scalp / dyed hair. So yeah, basically just try and avoid that at all costs. Other things, obviously your phthalates that we've spoken about, like your fragrances that are really unnatural, kind of like the whole essential oils thing, just very drying. No like long-term health problems off the back of it, but it's just not going to feel very good. And then obviously things like witch hazel and alcohol can be really bad as well. Lanolin is also on here, but I don't exactly know why that would be quite painful, but apparently it is. So on to the good news. There is a couple of products that I would highly recommend. There is the La Roche-Posay thermal spring water. You'll notice that La Roche-Posay are popping up quite a lot on this because they are super good at creating skincare for sensitive skin. I use quite a lot of their products, obviously the SPF, and I also have a few anti-redness things myself, because I suffer with redness but really not it's not rosacea. So the La Roche-Posay thermal spring water is really good for if you've like exercised. You know, we're saying it can be quite bad if you get quite hot and sweaty.
Yeah.
If after you've exercised, if you spray that on your face, not only is it really soothing, but it's got something called selenium in it, and that can be really good. A bit like, you know, we were saying zinc is good for in, that. The zinc in Pseudochrome is really good for your spots overnight. Yeah. It's the same kind of thing.
Yeah.
So it's very good and quite calming. And another La Roche-Posay product is the Rose... I don't know if I'm saying this right, but Rosaliac AR Intense Serum. And I know that that is insane for redness. Mm. They're both relatively cheap. You can kind of buy them in Boots or whatever. But there is the option for laser surgery. Apparently that can be quite good, but I actually haven't seen any pictures of it working or anything like that, and obviously it's very expensive and you probably have to go back for multiple laser treatments over time to keep it away.
I know one of our followers who goes, I'm really sorry, I don't know the full name, but I like to talk to quite a bit. Her handle is arc.skin. She suffers with rosacea.
Yes,
and
she does.
I know I think she's starting a 6-week like laser. I'm sorry if you listen to this and I'm getting this wrong. I should have really checked before. I know she's starting like a 6-week like laser thing in London.
Wow.
She was saying it on her stories the other day. Yeah.
Oh, so please do get in touch then.
Yeah.
And let us know how it goes in obviously 6 weeks' time.
Yeah.
But there is a product called Mirvaso, M-I-R-V-A-S-O. And it's basically a product that has a chemical in it called Oh my God, I didn't think it would be this hard to say. Brimonidine. So it's got brimonidine in it. And it's basically, it works. They've done loads of chemicals, like done loads of scientific studies on it, and I've read some of them. And there is proof that it works. It's like, I think it's the 0.33%. But it's basically a cream that you just spread over your face before you put any other products on.
Gorgeous.
Leave it settle in, and it will just get rid of the redness. However, it only lasts for like 9 to 12 hours. So it'd be for days, like if you go to a spa or whatever and you don't want to wear makeup, but you're also quite conscious of your skin. Or I don't know, maybe just a place where you can't wear makeup, the beach or whatever. You should be wearing your SPF. But obviously it's not a permanent thing. It's temporary. And it is extortionate. For a 30 gram tube in Superdrug.
Right.
It's £49.
Fuck that.
Which, for 30 grams is not a lot.
No, it's
They
really
do offers where you can buy like 3 tubes or whatever, but I think you get 3 tubes for like £120.
Man, that is so expensive.
Yeah, so expensive. But obviously, I feel like you would only use them when you really needed it. Obviously, you can use makeup and things to kind of hide the redness, but obviously you really need to find something that works for you.
Yeah.
Like, I don't want to recommend any particular brands or anything because I actually don't know and I don't look into makeup and the ingredients in makeup all that much. And obviously you just need to find something that works for you.
Yeah.
But one little last thing that I would like to recommend to sufferers with rosacea is to suck on an ice cube.
What?
Yes. There was a study done that shows that the temperature regulators for our face are at the back of our throat. So if you like suck on an ice cube or anything, it can decrease the temperature of the, basically the face radiators, and it can really help. So do not put the like ice cube on your face, because that's going to really irritate. Like you were saying, anything really hot or really cold is going to hurt or make it worse. So obviously don't do that, but yeah, just suck on a little ice cube, you know, get rid of the redness.
Gorgeous.
But that just means that's actually quite helpful. Imagine if you're in a restaurant and you're just really embarrassed and you're like, I can feel myself going red.
Yeah.
Chuck that ice cube in your mouth discreetly and suck on it. Like, yeah, just be like, I'm not embarrassed at all.
Dribbling up.
Yeah. Oh, God, help me. But yeah, I mean, I hope we haven't just sat here for like 30 minutes and just told people what they already know.
Yeah, well, it's kind of hard,
but
for
it is
us
really hard.
We don't suffer with it, so we just kind of tried to look at the basics, and also, well, I've looked at the basics. You obviously went into a lot of detail and read a lot of things, but it's difficult for us to sit down and
like
try and tell people
thing.
You know, and try and think what people who, oh my God, why can't I string a sentence together, try and tell people who suffer with it. It's hard to know what they already
exactly.
do and don't know.
It's so easy for us to sit here and be like, do this, do that, blah blah blah, but like, I know how it feels to just have spots and feel really shit about it, and I have a skin podcast, so I should know how to deal with it, but it still upsets me when I see it, so
You know? We did set in the Danielle Kaufman app a birthday skin date. Was that in April sometime? We need to go.
Yes,
back and check
we did.
That.
Yeah, we need to have a day where basically we just don't wear makeup.
Well, yeah, it's the birthday skin day.
Yeah,
we've already fucking done that. I just don't know when it is.
I just look really stupid without makeup on at the minute. But you're it's not very on brand if I'm saying that, is it?
You're not wearing any now, are you?
Yeah. Well, actually, I'm just wearing tinted moisturiser and a bit of concealer. Thanks, boo.
Joking. You
I might scare anon. You might run away.
Bye.
Bye, bitch. Although, he did say something really nice the other day. I was just like, you know, like, there's so many people that just wear makeup just to sit and watch TV, like, with the person they're seeing. Yeah. And he's like, yeah, it's so stupid, like... And I was like, well, what do you think to it? And he was like, well, I don't, like, I've not made an effort to sit here with you, like, to watch TV, so why should you make an effort to sit here and watch TV with your makeup on?
Yeah,
and I was like,
true. Let your skin breathe,
I'm
going
to slob out.
Yeah. I'm going to do the button on my jeans and be a fucking pig then.
Yeah. I'm going to eat 6 bags of Quavers in 5 seconds. He might run away now after he's heard this.
Yeah. Bye bye, Anon. It was nice.
That's
nice
so funny
around.
That I reckon we just call him Anon for ages. God, it might be like a celebrity review.
Anon. It's like on Brooklyn Nine-Nine when Gina gets pregnant and she doesn't want to tell any. Oh, fuck, you've just started watching it, haven't you?
Yeah.
It's not a spoiler. It's literally like one episode in. I mean, not one episode in, but it's
yeah,
like.
Yeah, well,
it takes...
Ross and Rachel have a baby and then they get together.
Fine, then I'm going to carry on turning this up. So Gina doesn't want anybody to know who the dad is because it's like one of Boyle's cousins. This isn't a spoiler.
Boyle?
Anyway, so she tells everyone it's like some famous person. She's like, I've signed a thing to say I can't tell anyone. And then she's like, I'm going to go meet him for really expensive lunch. And they see her literally eating a pizza outside like, because it's actually,
like, I'm pregnant.
Yeah, like, it's not someone famous. So she was like, fine, I didn't want to tell you all. I fucking love Brooklyn Nine-Nine. The 5th season is coming to Netflix in a few days. And I'm going to sit and binge.
Well, I've seen part of the first episode. It's and then I so had to stop good. Watching.
Why?
Because, I don't know, I just decided to go to bed. I think I got tired.
God, I love it. Anyway.
Yeah. Well, that is the end.
I want to stop.
It's better.
No,
and
don't actually.
And this is the first episode in a long time where I've actually going to be able to say, if you want links to any of these products,
oh,
they're on our website.
Yeah.
Because a lot of the episodes we've done lately have just been kind of informing people of what things are, rather than like recommending products. So there you go.
Very
you can
true,
go and find
true.
Everything there. And of course, subscribe on your app of choice and leave us a little review if there's the chance to, because it really does help.
It does. I was just about to say then, before you started talking, I kind of want to start a poll, but I know I'm definitely going to lose. Be like Friends versus Brooklyn Nine-Nine. But obviously I know Friends is like the mad biggest TV show in the world, so.
Yeah, true. Sorry about that.
Yeah. So, guys, if any of you do prefer Brooklyn Nine-Nine, please do let me know and I'll feel a bit better about it, but whatever.
Well, I might learn to love it.
It's great.
Right. Well, Ames, I'm going to see you next week.
Goodbye, bitch.
Au revoir.
Bye. You're saying that like we're not just going to walk home together now. I'll see you next week.
I made that joke last week. Bye.
Fuck you.